Hello and welcome to Press TV's Debate. I'm Marzia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, what is on the horizon in Spain? This is both the leader of the national government as well as Catalonia's regional government have changed. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez and Catalan President Quim Torra have been sworn in. But will this combination create a different conclusion in Madrid-Barcelona relations? Stay with us as we take a look at the latest out of Spain.
A whirlwind of change in Spain. The nation has seen a new socialist prime minister sworn in, the departure of a conservative one, and a new president in Catalonia with a separatist agenda. What could go wrong? The ousting of former Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy in a vote of no confidence over a corruption scandal has cast a shadow of doubt over the European Union's fourth largest economy. There is now a sense of political uncertainty in Spain. The Socialist Party of new Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez only has 84 seats in Spain's 350-seat parliament. The government has to rely on support from other political factions who helped push through the no-confidence motion to pass future legislation. These include Basque nationalists, Catalan separatists, and the anti-establishment party Podemos. Some of these parties are expected to demand significant policy concessions from Sanchez. They may even ask for posts in the new cabinet. Sanchez himself has never been in government. He is pro-European and will look to row back on austerity measures passed by his predecessor, including new labour laws and cuts to healthcare and education.
I'm aware of the responsibility I'm assuming and of the very complex political moment that our country is going through. And what I can say is that, in addition to being fully aware, I'm going to tackle all the challenges that our country faces with humility, dedication, and above all, great determination.
Meanwhile, in Catalonia, the nationalists are back in power. A new government has been sworn in with leader Quim Torra, who says will continue the drive for independence from Spain. This only months after former Catalan President Carlos Puigdemont went into exile and many in his government got arrested for declaring independence. Torra has already invited the new Spanish Prime Minister for talks.
I say it again, now with more force than ever. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, let's talk and let's meet. Let's take risks from your side and our side.
It's fair to say that Spain's new prime minister faces significant challenges as he assumes office.
I'd like to welcome my guest to the program, political activist and commentator, Didac Costa out of Barcelona, and former CIA contractor and political analyst, Ron Aledo out of Madrid. Welcome both of you to the program. We're going to start this off in Madrid. And Ron, what are the main challenges that Pedro Sanchez has to face that perhaps have remained from the Rajoy administration?
Well, the challenges are many. This government is Rajoy called the Frankenstein government. Remember, Pedro Sanchez has 84 seats. The People's Party of Rajoy had 137 seats. He have a tight, I mean, he's an absolute minority. He have to please the other partners, let's call it that way. He have to please the separatists in Catalonia. He have to please the nationalists in the Basque country. He have to please the extreme left, the Podemos, the communists of Pablo Iglesias. So he have to execute the budget of the Popular Party, of the People's Party that he opposed. So this is a Frankenstein government. He have many challenges. Obviously, this is against the people, the Spanish people will. Since the Catalonia stuff back in October of last year, the whole public opinion in Spain have tilted to the right, have tilted into patriotism, have tilted into a more conservative. So now it comes a left-wing government that goes against the public opinion in Spain. So he has multiple and terrible challenges ahead.
Well, your take on that, Didac Costa, do you think that you'll see Spain going into a different direction, that Sanchez now is in the driver's seat?
Well, what just happened these days is that, instead of the fellow talks about the Frankenstein government, or Rajoy stated that. Well, the alternative was a Franco almost government, no? Which was PP with Ciudadanos, which is in the extreme right. No, now what we have is a much more diverse Spain that we used to show in the media until now, where the conservative, ultra-nationalist Spanish parties were ruling completely without any compassion with the millions of people who are sovereignist in Catalonia, or with the left wing, which is not communist at all, it's not extreme left, but it's just center left, which is Podemos. So now what we have is a much more plural and moment in Spain, where we have this other Spain, which was not present in the last years, and which is part of the Spain. We have to remember to our fellow here that these people and this government won't appear from out of nothing. It appears out of the bones of the people. It's just that it's more divided, because in Spain, as it is a complex country with different nations, the vote of the left and the right is divided also in these nations, like Catalonia and Basque Country, which makes a big national and nationalist party of Spain, like PP or Ciudadanos, be a big one. Now, with all these little parties, but which have been voted by the population, it's democracy, it's parliamentary democracy. So now we have a bigger, in fact, approach to the vote with this big spread of different parties, which represent this other Spain that PP and Ciudadanos and this fellow and many people want to deny, but which exists. And what we have now is what happens when they deal with a political situation, which is the Catalan case, only with the judicial way. It happens that even with the repression of the last month that we all, have all seen, with people in jail and in the exile, even like that, the Catalan parties now are again independentist, and now we have a much more better scenario in Spain, okay, to deal this in much more democratic way.
Well, what about that, Ron? Under the previous Rajoy government, I mean, we saw the weeding away of basic rights, like even being able to protest without going to jail. Do you think we're going to see a difference now under the command of Sanchez? Are things going to change on that side of the issue?
Well, the PSOE and Sanchez doesn't really interfere too much.
Go ahead, Madrid.
Yes, in Catalonia, people can protest. I mean, they have all the democratic freedoms of protest like any European Union country. The issue that you saw is an illegal referendum that was forbidden by the Constitutional Court and all the courts in Spain. That's the issue that you saw. This is the issue. There is the centrist party, center party called Ciudadanos, Citizens. And there is a center-right, little bit of right, center-right party called the People's Party. Now there is the center-left, socialist, and there is the extreme-left, communist, Marxist, communist, Trotsky, Lenin. That is the Podemos Party that is obviously the natural friend of the Socialist Party, the Pablo Iglesias Communist Party. And now Pablo Iglesias have to ally with this Communist Party and with the Nationalist Party and the Pro-Independence Party and create this Frankenstein government. What they can do about Catalonia? Very little, very little. Already Catalonia have their own police. Already Catalonia have a special tax code. Already they have control of the ports. Already they have a lot of autonomy, their own parliament, etc. They can meet and they can talk about that stuff that they already have. They already have. But they can never, ever go and talk about how to become an independent republic.
Well, let me get Didac back in on this conversation. Didac, your take on what Ron has said.
Yes. Okay, well, the way that he talks and the way and the argument, it looks like more like in the Cold War in the 60s or in the 70s, no, sometimes, because of course Podemos is not communist or ultra left wing, it's just social democrat, in fact. And of course, the PP is not centers, it's right. It was created by 7 ex ministers of Franco regime. And of course, Ciudadanos is extreme right. Extreme.
Ciudadanos right, is center, Ciudadanos is center, Ciudadanos. Rivera. Rivera, center. Center-right People's Party.
Can I finish, please? Yeah, of course, this fellow should read
yes,
also the...
Yes, Ciudadanos center.
Okay, Ron, go ahead, let Didac finish. Go ahead, Didac.
No, this is we're used to that. Of course, if he reads the French press or the European press, they all consider Ciudadanos extreme right. It is extreme right. The problem is that Spain is still too much sociologically funded with the Franco regime and with the impunity to the Franco regime. This makes possible that what in France is extreme right, in Spain is considered even center. This is because Spain is, as a whole, has a big sociological shift to the Franco or history and much more into the right. And Catalonia to the left, which is one of the big problems that we have here.
Well, Dijak, what about what Ron said that that Catalonia has always had, they've had the people there, the Catalans have had the right to demonstrate, that what we saw last year was an exceptional situation because the Catalans were not abiding by national law. Your take on things and how it was handled. Do you think that it was handled fairly, what happened when the Catalans wanted to have the referendum?
Oh, of course not. I mean, of course we have the right to demonstrate. This is Europe. We're supposed to be able to demonstrate. If not, that would be, Spain would be expelled from Europe, which is something that is not really far from what we have now. Of course, there's a right of demonstration, but of course what happened during the referendum with 1,000 injured people, this is not normal. It was the first time in the history where during a referendum, the police beat people. It's the first time in history. Spain invents, also is in the innovation of Spain, it consists in this kind of innovation. It was the first time that something like that happened. After that, the only people prosecuted were not the police who injured, were not the chiefs of the police, were the teachers in the school that the day after they talk about that with their children, were the mayors that tried to stop the police with their hands and were beaten with disobedience. So it was completely unfair, and it showed a big decadence of Spain democracy, which all Europe could see, all the world could see. The thing is that the PP, the party, is also big power in Europe. That's why they could do whatever they wanted.
Okay.
The thing is, what will happen now when in Catalonia the PP has 3% of votes and in Spain is not anymore in government? So what will happen now?
Well, what about that, Ron? Obviously, there's a schism between what you're saying and what our guest in Barcelona is saying. Now, will the Sanchez government be able to bring this together, these different perspectives inside of the country?
No, of course not. Again, he can meet with Quim Torra, who is a puppet of Puigdemont. That again today, the general state, the attorney general in Germany requested today once again that Puigdemont be extradited to Spain. Today there was a new fresh request, and he can meet with Quim Torra, with the Puigdemont puppet, and they can have coffee and they can talk about the stuff that already this fascist government during the last 35 years gave Catalonia their own police, autonomy, special tax code. They removed the Guardia Civil. They gave them their autonomous police. They gave them a lot of power, their own parliament, etc., etc. They can talk about that, but they can never give the Catalonia the independence. They cannot break Spain in two, because that goes against the law, against the constitution. And there is the king to stop them, there is the constitution to stop them, there is the court to stop them. And remember, these people, they live in their own bubble, in their fantasy that Spain is a fascist country. When remember, Ciudadanos is center, so center that they make an alliance with the socialists a few months ago. And the Popular Party is just a tiny center right. They are not even Vox, they are not Falange, they are not like that. And everybody in the world recognizes that Spain is fully democratic. Germany, fully democratic, recognizes Spain. Italy, the UK, the United States, Belgium, the European Union. Nobody recognizes the independence of the Catalonian people, because that's okay. Only in their bubble. That's only in their mind.
Well, Dijak, how likely, all right, stay with me, Ron. Dijak, how likely is it that that demand of having a referendum again will back off, the Catalans may back off from that demand with these two new leaders in power?
No, they won't back off at all. No,
the court will never allow. It's illegal, the referendum.
No, please. Well, this is an example of what kind of...
It's already, the Constitutional Court already said, never will happen.
Go ahead, Didac.
Okay, but it happened in the 1 October. We did it. We won. If 2 million people disobeyed, people like him and the police, saying, you will never vote, the vote won't be here. The vote were here. We voted. We were beaten, exactly. But 2 million went there to vote because we believe in democracy. We are independentists. But if the no wins, we go back home and we end with this. If we have a referendum and the no wins, we all go back home and maybe some party will continue asking for that, for a referendum. But we are over independentists. We are Democrats. These people, like this friend, and the Spanish nationalism today and always is before nationalist and then Democrat. This is the big problem. So we are open to lose a referendum. Spain is not open to talk of any referendum, not about independence, yes or no, about a referendum, about dealing with a political problem that everybody, all the world knows that we have in Spain, which is a political problem, and they try to deal it as a criminal thing. Of course, Spain is, for instance, a monarchy. But if there were a majority of Republicans in Spain and they voted for a republic in Spain, of course, Spain should become a republic. We could say, no, the Constitution says that this is a monarchy and it will never be a republic. Of course, no. But it's over democracy and the vote of the people. It's over the laws, even, and our nationalism or sovereignism.
So, Didac, let me just jump in here. What you're saying, then, is that you believe that there should be changes in the Spanish Constitution. You don't feel that it's set forever. Is that what you're saying, that there should be changes in the Constitution, then thus you could have your referendum vote?
Of course, that would be one way, especially if we remember that this Constitution was dealt with the fascists, not in Germany, not in Italy, not in Japan. In Spain, it was dealt with the fascists to say which kind of constitution, and they were with the guns over the table, as okay. It happened with the coup d'etat, a really coup d'etat. So maybe a change in the constitution could be good for that, but we know that it is impossible because we are a minority. We represent 16% of the Spanish population, and they will never accept. So it's not a way of changing the Spanish constitution. This was the Estatuto of Catalunya, a kind of dealing with that. The only way is through an international mediation, where we put Spain to negotiate and to stop shouting like this fellow and all the politicians in Spain when they talk about this issue, as if they had won a fascist war, because the way they talk, it looks as if they had won a fascist war, 1939 fascist war, and it seems sometimes that they won, or 1714, which is when Spain invaded Catalonia militarily and became a colony, which is what we are now in many fields. Of course, we have some things that we can self-govern, but we are, at the end, a colony, as we are seeing right now in the last months, especially.
Okay.
So it should be a thing, but it's internationally thing that should happen to put Spain in the table of the negotiation, because they are unable to do that.
Okay, well, Ron, do you understand the concerns of the Catalans, individuals like Didac, who feel that they have been colonized and are looking for a way out of this situation?
Yes, of course. These people live in their own planet. They are detached from reality. They believe that Catalonia is their own country. They have their own language, and they must separate from the invader. That's Bologna. Catalonia is an integral part of Spain. Every citizen from Catalonia has exactly the same rights under the Constitution that the citizens from Madrid, from Andalusia, from Galicia, from Asturias, from everywhere in the country. That is their own fantasy. They transvert the history. They say that Christopher Columbus was from Catalonia. They said that Amerigo Vespucio was from Catalonia. That Santa Teresa from Avila was from Catalonia. They transvert the history. They brainwash the society, brainwash the kids, and still they lost. There are more pro-Spanish Catalonians in Catalonia right now than pro-independence, 49-51. The only reason why they have a majority in the Catalonian government is because the law over there gives them a lot of way to the rural areas. But even after 40 years of brainwashing the people, saying that Christopher Columbus was from Catalonia, they still have the minority, 49-51%. And again, the Constitution, the law, everything in Spain will forbid that Catalonian Republic.
Okay.
And not even one. I want you to mention one country in the European Union who said that Spanish is fascist today and who support the Catalonian independence. One country, France, Germany, Italy, the European Union, the United States, Please mention one country that agrees with you.
These okay, Ryan. Well, Didac. Didac,
Didac,
go ahead.
Germany. Yeah. Sorry?
I want to look at, because with the Sanchez government, he doesn't have a majority, a large majority. Do you think that, you're optimistic, it seems, about Sanchez. Do you think that he will be able to bring Catalonia together with Madrid and actually live in solidarity? Or tell me your expectations now.
Well, I believe what we have, what happened until now, especially the last month in Spain, is too bad to make a reconciliation. No, it's like in a divorce, in a couple. When we got to violence, it's really difficult to bring back together and to bring back love. No, what happened here, it's violence. Violence in the 1 October referendum with 1,000 injuries. Violence in the judicial court, putting in prison, in provisory prison, in jail.
30 seconds, Didac, go ahead.
Many people, really unfairly, of course, many newspapers and many analysts are not saying that this is fascist, of course, a way of talking. I didn't say it was a fascist in Spain, but it's a democracy which is in doubt in many fields, as many journals and many analysts and the United Nations are saying, and the judges of Germany, Switzerland, Belgium, and Scotland. So, of course, I believe that some things can change with Sanchez. We're not really optimistic, but it can be better than Pepe, of course, but it could have been worse with Ciudadanos, of course, which is extreme, right?
Okay.
And this could have been much worse.
All right. And on that note, I have to thank both of you for being with us. We're out of time. And, of course, we're keeping our eyes on Madrid and Barcelona. Thank you so much, political analyst and commentator, Mr. Didac Costa, out of Barcelona, former CIA contractor and political analyst, Mr. Ron Aledo, out of Madrid. And as always, viewers, we appreciate you being with us on another debate. I'm Marzia Hashemi, signing out for myself and all the crew right here in Tehran. See you next time.